Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. This is your host, Stephanie Wallace, along with co-host Tyson Cherry. How are you doing today, Tyson?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm doing okay. Not having such a great day, but no. I'll make it through. And I had a rough night. Well, just kind of a family situation last night that kind of kept me up. And then I had plans for today, very early plans. I was supposed to get picked up at about 6 o'clock, and I overslept. I was supposed to go water skiing. I have been so hyped and excited about going water skiing. You see my posts. I woke up at 5 o'clock with my alarm. I said, 5 more minutes, and the next thing I know, Accessoride is calling me.
Oh, my goodness.
So I kind of been off all day. You know, so I'll be okay. How about you? How have you been?
Fine. I've been fine. Yes, I didn't do much for the weekend. For the weekend, I went to a handball tournament. But what about the picnic? How about that with access?
I'm sorry. Say that. Hold on. My earphones are not up. My earphones are not up. Okay. Say that again.
I went to the park, and there was the handball tournament this weekend, Saturday. It was okay.
Okay.
But I know I missed out on
the barbecue.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was nice. I enjoyed it. I took my daughter with me, and it was funny because I had to tell my daughter. See, my family, we're very sarcastic type people, you know. Always got a joke here or there or whatever. And so as she's talking, you know, and she's an adult. She's 21. She's talking, and some of her jokes to me were a little bit adult, grown up.
Mm.
So I had to say, you know, listen, those are my friends, not yours. You know, because to me, you're still my baby. You know what I mean? So, you know, that was that. But it was a nice time. We had a really nice time. I got to speak to some guests that we're going to have on a future show. On the 15th, we're going to have a couple, Darrell and Clarence. And I got a chance to speak to them, which was a really nice conversation. And one of the things that I find, Tyson, is that people know about the show. Now it's just a matter of getting them to listen to the show.
Yes.
You know, I think people have heard of this show, but getting that timing, you know, in or whatever. So I'm encouraging people to, you know, just go back and listen to any of the shows, and maybe that'll, you know, pique your interest.
Participate too.
Yeah. So. That was very interesting because I've got a couple of people, you know, oh, so you're the one that does the show. I heard about this, you know, so that was pretty good. That was a little uplifting. At my dance class, I had one of the director of I forgot what he was. I forgot his position, but he deals with people with spinal cord injuries. He was talking to me about the show. He, you know, he actually told me he went and listened to the show. So even if people can, you know, go and check out the show and see what it's about, maybe they'll be more interested in participating live. You know. So today's topic, Tyson, is love blockers. What this is the things that we do as people with disability that pretty much we block love out of our lives sometimes. We sort of count ourselves out. I'm talking about things that we do to ourselves, not others, but ways that our views block love and intimacy out of our lives. I had a conversation with somebody one time, and this person said to me that since they had been disabled, they have not been in a relationship at all. And I asked how long had that been, and they said 15 years.
Mm.
That's a very long time.
Yes.
You know, and this is not, you know, this is an attractive person. You know, but I think, now, we didn't go in depth into what the issues were, but, you know, and I know it's more than him. You know, I'm going to use myself as an example. You know, once becoming disabled, I sort of viewed myself in a different way. You know, and even still today, I still somewhat see a broken person. You know, in other ways, you know, I mean, I still get around, I still get out, I still do things. But when it comes to that subject, when it comes to relationships, love and intimacy, it still feels like, I'd rather not, because it is such an intimate thing. And, you know, I see all the flaws. I see all the things that I feel are wrong, you know, and our problems, and I can't help but think that somebody else is going to see that as something wrong or as a problem. Can you identify with that at all?
I can't, because I know I can. What can I say? I don't want to be in a relationship right now, but not in the future. In the future, I see myself doing other things as a working. I believe I'm going to get better. Yes. So I said to myself, when I get better, and I would want to be in a relationship then.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because I, you know, and I try to, and I've been in a relationship since being disabled, but I see I have. It was, you know, but it was problematic. And if you don't have that communication, which is very key, I cannot even explain how crucial communication is when you are in a relationship that, you know, people are compromised. You know, you're facing challenges because your disabilities, you have to learn how to work your disabilities together.
Yes.
You know, I was in a relationship with somebody who was also disabled. It wasn't as, you know, severe as mine. I'm not even going to say, I don't like that word severe because I don't think mine's as severe. Mm-hmm. I mean, he used the cane, he had back problems, you know, and there were some other issues. But It wasn't working too well together. You know, we wanted it to work, but, and then you go into this thing, we kind of went into this thing of, it was almost like blaming each other. You know, well, if you would stretch more, if you would do this more, if you would do that more, you know, and it lost its fizzle. Yeah, it really, it sizzled rather, and it started to fizzle. It lost everything because it just started to feel like I don't even want to be bothered. You know, I felt like I didn't want to be bothered because there was I can deal with, you know, the compromise, you know, situation. Let's inject some humor in it or something. You know, we can't be so serious about it. You know, because being so serious about it, you know, that's when the blame comes in. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, for sure.
You know, so to at least have, I'm a very lighthearted person. You know, I like to joke, you know, whatever. Let's laugh about it. Let's figure it out. But, you know, it was no arguments or anything like that, but, you know, that tension was there. So that was that. And it's unfortunate because, you know, it's a good person. Guy's a good person. And we've been friends since I was 18 years old. But, you know, that's that. That's how that worked out. But I think that we hold ourselves back a lot, you know, in the way that we see ourselves. And it, like, if a person has become disabled, a lot of times we're comparing ourselves to what we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
We're comparing
myself. Yes.
You do that yourself, you said?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like now, like last week, this weekend, the guy was playing handball in a tournament. That, but that's what I used to do, you see? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was comparing, I found myself comparing myself to other people. What I used to do, but that's not the same thing. I had to adjust that I can't do it no more, you see?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, does that, how does, when you are around, you know, that crowd, that, you know, handball crowd, how does it make you feel? Like, do you feel?
I felt strange at first because I could not do. But what's so funny, everybody come up to me and say, I know you missed it, don't you? Of course I miss it. I would not be here if I didn't, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say you compare yourself to, you know, the way you used to be, like, do you, and you said, you know, you are waiting to get better, to pursue a relationship.
Yes.
Do you have
yes.
a certain level of better that you are waiting to get to, or are you waiting to get back in the shape that you were in, or what?
That's,
I mean,
impossible. I am going to get. I wish to get back in shape as I was, but that's not. I don't know. That's not reality for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to be more independent and don't rely on no one else at all, you see. I
mm-hmm.
have to get up more confidence, I believe, in myself, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been able to get up and do any walking? Like, with, do you have a walker?
Not yet, no.
Okay, not yet,
but
okay.
But the podcast is that I could stand, that's the problem. And now, since I can stand, it's time for me to start moving, you see. Moving,
mm-hmm.
yes.
I remember seeing a video of you walking.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I put that on Facebook, yes.
Right, I remember
that's
seeing that video a while back.
I was in therapy then, yes.
Oh, okay.
I was in therapy, yes.
Mm-hmm. I have, You know how we've discussed how I feel about the walking and, you know, the burdensome it feels, you know, burdensome. But, you know, I'm wondering, you know, if we can do something, you know, as lay to start to encourage people to put down those, you know, those thoughts that they have, you know, to encourage people to start to get back
more.
Into, you know, into this mode, you know, we'll have a whole bunch of, and then people start blaming us for their failed relationships, right?
Yes.
You know, just try and get
but
people to get back out.
The funniest thing is that I was with my trainer, and then I told them to take two parts off the walker. And he said, for real? He was, I said, yeah. You are surprised to say that's progress. I did not think it was, but he said, that's progress, you see. Because on the side of the walk, I had extensions on the walker for the arm. And now I do not have those. So that is some progress. I know that is some progress for sure. Yeah, I'm getting better and better. Practice
perfect.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. How often do you go to the gym? Work
I
out with your trainer?
I work out my trainer 3 times a week. I'm
oh, 3 times a week?
Myself. Yes. I missed the day because I forgot to call for transportation. So I did not work out with him today. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's dedication. I tell you, I don't have dedication.
Yeah.
I really, not when it comes to... Oh, goodness. You know what happens with me? I start, and it's like, I want to do well in the beginning.
Yes.
You know, I want to do well in the beginning, and, you know, that's what keeps me motivated,
yes,
to be able to do well each and every time. But when I've been in here with my physical therapist, and he asked me to do something that seems so simple, and I can't do it, and I start crying like a big old baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes,
it's,
yes,
it seems so simple.
It's frustrating. Yes, it's frustrating to yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
But my confidence for myself is that this weekend, by chance, there was this girl in the gym. I never knew she was until she came up to me. My friend pointed out to me before, it's been his friend. But she was at the same park, and she said, "This is the guy that been in the gym. Oh, my goodness, how you doing?" I didn't know who she was, but she came
uh-huh.
to me. I was very surprised. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. So
yes,
you in the gym 3 times a week. You'll get there. You're going to get there to
yes.
where you want to be. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That is really good. I really do wish I had that dedication.
Mm-hmm.
I will redefine my goal.
I don't feel that I'm dedicated. Because sometimes I get lazy, you see. Lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And that do come, that doors up on you. Yes, it does. But you have
mm-hmm.
to start
now,
it helps.
It helps having that trainer, right? Like, if this was something you had to go and just do by yourself.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because he pushed me to the next level, and which he did. He's my second trainer I had. The first one pushed me to a certain level, and now this next one, he pushed me further. You see?
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they don't mm-hmm. feel, did you at any point feel like they felt intimidated by the fact that you had a disability, or was it, you know, what was the approach?
No, because for this trainer, he has other patients that have disabilities also, you see.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
and
good.
I love that he was a 5-time champion of bodybuilding. I did not know.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Good.
No. Mm-hmm.
I think that's something. You know, I'm glad for the Access program. I think that is something very good that, you know, because
mm-hmm.
we have, it's almost like we have a pass.
Yes.
To not be active
mm-hmm.
and to not do things. Oh, you're disabled. Nobody expects us.
Yes.
To get out and be active and to do things. And one of the things I would encourage in our audience is that's a good couples activity to go out and work out together.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have a place like Access that, you know, that's totally geared for us, you know, is just for us, this is a great thing, you know, that you can go and it's something that you can do together and do for yourself, for each other, you know, I think that's a good couples activity. I also put up about the water skiing. I thought that would be a good couples activity also. You know, just things that we have to find to do together, you know, as couples, you know, and then I think that's good. I'm waiting for the skydiving. I really want to do it.
Huh.
I really want to do it. I've been looking at videos trying to get myself
Good luck with that.
Hmm. Huh?
Good luck with that. Not me. I'm a big punk compared to that.
Tyson,
no
I'm
way.
A punk too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a punk too, but I'm trying to push myself further. I'm trying to push myself so that
that's
I can
excellent. Yes.
Yeah, you know, just trying to push myself, and that's it. Just trying to push myself. Another thing that's coming up is a dance party on Friday at Axis. I do not have all the details.
Yes.
But check out Axis' Facebook page. You know, I was told there will be a dance party on Friday. You just reminded me of that when you said good luck with that, because I asked you where you were going to dance, and you was like, no.
No.
You know, but that's another good couples activity.
The girl access more often and participate, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But like the letter, and I did not participate. I need to participate.
Okay.
I'm very
shy. Are you a member?
But yes.
Oh, okay. Good. And they're pretty open. They're pretty, you know, I really like the vibe there. It's a very nice vibe. You know, most of the places that I've been, like ICS, you know, and Axis, mm-hmm. you know, things like that, it's just a wonderful vibe. And they do so well in the activities that they plan for us. You know, they do very well.
Inviting people to come. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you really feel like these activities are for us and not you know, not like an activity and disabled people on the side. Like we're a side mm-hmm. thought. You know, it really feels like it's for us, and I really appreciate that very much. You know, so both places have activities going on Friday nights. So we have things to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have things to do.
Yes.
You know, and I encourage any of our listeners, which are listening now or later. Are you there, Tyson? I think I just hung up on you. Wow, I just hung up on Tyson. But I'm encouraging any of our listeners to take advantage of these activities. You know, get out, you know, live, come alive. You know, we do things. And the part of that, you know, coming alive, you know, and getting involved in these different activities, barbecue, sport, bike riding. Come on, bike riding in Central Park? Really, this is a wonderful thing. Spin classes. We have movies over at ICS. We have karaoke at both places. Bingo at ICS. What else do we have? We have, I think they do dominoes and spades over at Axis. Just different activities you have going on at both places. So we have choices. We have places that we can go out and we can mix and mingle and meet people, you know, and just start getting back into life. You know, start putting ourselves, you know, back in a position to be sociable, possibly to an invite a relationship into your life, you know, if that's where you're at, you know, if that's where you're at, you know. But, you know, because I see, you know, once I start going out, I've seen, you know, a couple of you guys. It's like, oh, you know, I like him, you know,
mm-hmm.
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, because before it was just like, whatever, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Whatever, but you start to see people, you start to get to know people, and you realize, you know, and I think once you start talking to people and getting to know people, certain things, like you might have had certain criteria, you know, for, let's say, a relationship. Like, okay, I'm going to use you as an example if you don't mind. Like you said, you want to wait until you get better to have a relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, to even entertain a relationship. But between now and then, you might meet somebody who your interaction with them becomes more important than waiting until you get better.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so, you know, that's why I think it's important for us to get out there and to socialize, you know, with each other. You know, I the gentleman I was talking to, Clarence, who's going to interview him on September 15th. You know, we were talking, he's been in a wheelchair, I think he said, for 24 years.
24 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, he had this is his first relationship with a disabled person. And you know, I think it's interesting that when we become disabled, see, I can't speak from the point of view of people who were born disabled. I think they have another set of issues, and I think part of that with them could be the shelter. You know, a lot of them live sheltered, very sheltered lives.
And
which they are not expected to be involved in a relationship. You know, like their families might be very protective, you know, whatever. And so, and they're not able to develop those, you know, those parts of themselves. You know, and so, but speaking from the perspective of somebody who, you know, has acquired their disability, I just think sometimes we don't look at others who have disabilities. We still want to have those same type of relationships that we had. And not that you can't have a relationship with an able-bodied person, but I think we still look at able-bodied relationships as normal, if you understand what I'm saying. And because if you think about it, I think a lot of times, you know, in our last show was about pity, you know, being pitied. You know, people look at us like pity, you know, being pitied or, you know, and having a relationship with somebody who has a disability is kind of weird to able-bodied people. It's strange, you know, and so, and I'm not saying, and this is not everybody, I'm not saying for everybody, for a lot of people, you know, who are able-bodied, having a relationship with somebody who has a disability is kind of out of the normal. It's kind of strange. And I think us coming from that able-bodied world, we still look at it as kind of strange.
Yes.
Do you understand, like, you know, I may be looking at you and I might be in the same damn situation as you are, but I'm still kind of feeling like he's disabled, you know, or, you know, he's not strong, or he's not, you know, whatever. And I just hope that we can get beyond that way of thinking for those of us that think that way. So that we can, because I think it will open up a whole new world for us to be able to get beyond.
I am that way too. I feel that, yes, I do. I am that way because I need to open up more on myself. I'm just not ready yet, I believe. Saying that I'm going to get better, and that's my goal, yes. But it's not reality for me yet, you see. It's not reality.
But I think getting better is a reality.
Okay.
But, you know, I and these are my personal thoughts, and I'm going to lay them on you. I just don't think that you need to wait to get better to entertain a relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? And I think even opening up to a relationship might even be might even help in your motivation towards getting better. You understand what I'm saying?
I know. Yes.
We're getting the one minute cut off here, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Lay Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. Check us out every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please participate in the show. Drop us your comments. Go ahead, Tyson, because you got this part.
Comment. Yes, we want to hear from you because you want to. You need to be heard also. So please drop us a comment. If you're listening, participate too with us. Join us.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful, wonderful evening. See you next week, Tyson.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.